The first act of the impact of the coronavirus on America's financial markets and banking system was characterized by panic. As firms scrambled to amass the cash they needed to survive shutdowns, they rushed to sell their holdings of securities and draw down their revolving credit lines. Traders attempting to make markets from their sofas were overwhelmed with record volumes. Banks' loan books and deposit accounts swelled. Risk managers frantically tried to compute potential loan losses. All this was reflected in the big bank's first quarter earnings reported in the middle of April. Trading profits were sky high, lifting investment banking revenues, but bottom line suffered as commercial banks set aside reserves to prepare for likely credit losses. The second act was less turbulent as government support quelled the panic. Legislation passed in March bolstered unemployment benefits, set up a lending scheme for small businesses, and provided a backstop for the Federal Reserve to buy up corporate debt. This seems to have insulated firms and households from much of the damage and has restored order to financial markets. But unease about the future remains. These dynamics were evident in the second quarter earnings put out by Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, and Wells Fargo, four of America's largest banks, on July 14th and 15th. Bank of America and Morgan Stanley, America's other big lenders, were due to report on July 16th as The Economist went to press. As bond markets began to function again, firms rushed to sell securities. In America, companies have issued more than $2 trillion in equity and debt, equivalent to 5% of the entire value of outstanding corporate bonds and public equity, and an increase of almost 50% on the year. Accordingly, primary issuance revenues at the four big banks rose by 56% year over year to $7.8 billion. Traders stayed busy. Trading revenues rose by 70% on the year to an all-time high of $26.9 billion. That reflected stronger client activity as well as wider trading spreads, said Stephen Scher, the chief financial officer of Goldman Sachs. More company bosses are now telling investors that they hold enough cash to cover 2 or 3 years' worth of outgoings. Newly recapitalized companies are paying back revolving loans. Of the $55 billion drawn down from JP Morgan in March, $39 billion has since been repaid. Commercial banks are bracing for the impact of the crisis, but it has yet to come. Although 17.8 million Americans were unemployed at the end of June, few have defaulted so far, thanks to stimulus checks and meaty unemployment benefits, and banks' willingness to defer mortgage and credit card payments. The four banks' charge-offs, i.e. their write-offs for loans in default, rose by just 22% to $4.9 billion in the second quarter, up from $3.9 billion during the same period in 2019. By contrast, $29.5 billion was set aside for provisions for expected losses, compared with just $3.9 billion in the same quarter of 2019.